Hey survivors, it's Angie, and today at queenbeing.com, we're going to talk about exactly what it is that you need to do in order to disarm a narcissist, all right? Sometimes they just feel incredibly overwhelming to us, and we find ourselves not able to handle them, not able to function normally when we have to deal with them. So today we're going to talk about exactly what to do to disarm a narcissist and make them incapable of continuing their behavior. All right, let's get started.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and this channel is all about teaching you what I know to be true. You really can create the life you want.
So do you recall ever being in a situation where you knew stuff was about to happen and the narcissist was about to attack and you couldn't do anything to stop it? And sure enough, before you knew it, here comes the smear campaign, here comes the discard phase, here comes all the drama. Well, what do you do in order to stop someone from doing that? Are you terrorized? Are you emotionally crippled? Are you feeling like no matter what happens, your worst fears will come true? Well, that's possible with a narcissist. But if you've ever been able to let go of the fear and focus on what you want instead of what you don't want, then you also know how effective that can be. But there's a lot more to it than that. So let's talk about it. So the narcissist has this way of magnifying and increasing our fears. Would you agree? They sometimes even create our fears. But what happens when we stop being afraid? What happens when we become fearless? Well, there's an old quote, I think Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein, actually wrote it, but it's a great quote and it's one that I kind of live by. And it is, I am fearless, therefore I am powerful. So that's something that you might want to work toward. I mean, be fearless, be powerful. It's a beautiful thing. Let's talk about how to get there, shall we? So let's look at this from a different perspective. If you think about the fact that the narcissist is so bent on teaching you that you don't matter and that you're powerless, what would happen if the narcissist suddenly saw you as powerful? And how could that even happen? What you have to understand is that you're not powerless. Even if you're still stuck in the situation, you're not powerless. You have the ability to change your vibration, to change your perception, to change your perspective of the situation. And when you can do that, when you can break out of the illusion of powerlessness, you can literally become the most powerful person you've ever been. You can disarm the narcissist. You have to understand when you're focusing on fear and pain and anxiety, you know, and you're constantly, oh, I'm so scared, I'm so sad, I'm so angry, I'm so upset. You're bringing more reasons to yourself to feel that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? So understand that those states of mind are an illusion. We don't make excellent choices when we're in a state of fear. We make choices based on fear. We are not effective people. We become so afraid and so scared about our lives that we forget that we are connected to everything that is. Do you understand? We are. When we think we are separate from everybody else, we become separate from everybody else. You know, we become small and we don't do much to achieve. And when it comes to narcissists, they put us in a position where we feel powerless. We feel like we don't have the ability to move forward. So no matter how much we try to be ahead, because the fact is, that's how they roll. They create additional damage. The entire experience is all about learning from the narcissist what your true power is. You learn, I'll tell you something. I've said this to several clients recently, and I'm going to say it to you today. The fact is that if you can survive having been abused by a narcissist, you will become one of the strongest people that you know in real life. It happened to me, all right? So let's get back to talking about disarming the narcissist when they go through those phases. The first thing you want to do is stop trying to fight, like I said. Stop running around and trying to figure out what to do to upset and hurt the narcissist, because all you're doing there is, you know, stepping into the ring with someone who has no scruples or morals and will do literally anything to hurt you. Instead, what you want to work on is your own power. The narcissist appears to be very powerful, but in reality, they're just a little broken person inside of a big old crazy shell. That's a funny way to put it, but you get what I'm saying. They However, if you gain your own true power, they're completely out of their league. They don't even know what to do. They have no energy to function and abuse you if you don't allow them to have that energy of yours. They need your energy like a vampire needs blood to survive. You understand? So rather than focusing on the fight, focus on making strong. Focus on making sure that your vibration is in the right place. I call this intentional vibration management, and it's very effective. So anytime you start to focus on the narcissist, you stop and you start focusing on what you can't control. Because can you control the narcissist? No, not directly. But you can control your reaction to the narcissist, and that's exactly what they're looking for from you. So if typically you're dealing with a narcissist and if they say XYZ to you and you throw a screaming bitch fit, don't do that anymore. If they're expecting you to scream and yell and fight, do the opposite of that. Just be like, oh, that's very interesting. I'm gonna move. I'm gonna go over here and do this thing. Don't give them your energy. Don't give them your strength. More tips. Understand what a narcissist is and understand what's normal and healthy and what's not. I've done videos on that before, but if you need me to, I'll go into it some more in another video. Just let me know in the comments below. The next thing you want to do is understand what's real and what isn't. The narcissist makes a shit ton of promises, pardon my language, but they very rarely follow through with it. So understand what they actually deliver on and whether their promises are empty or not. Because quite honestly, a lot of them will say they'll talk a good game, but then they won't show up and follow through. Common. Careful what you say to a narcissist. They are, as you know, very, very sensitive and overzealously so, in my opinion. So you have to understand they have very little tolerance for being frustrated. They have very little tolerance for being interrupted. They don't like certain words, and you probably know what those words are. So if you put any blame on a narcissist, they're definitely going to be triggered into a narcissistic rage or at the very least narcissistic injury or some combination of those two. So instead of doing that, say, help me understand what you mean by that. That makes them feel empowered, like they know more than you, and then they'll probably explain themselves a little better. Another thing is stay cool. Don't allow yourself to show them that you're upset or angry at them. This encourages them to continue their behavior because if you instead, do the gray rock thing, they will get bored and they will not continue to torture, most likely. But if you continue to allow them to trigger upset and anger and rage in you, well, they're gonna like that and they're gonna keep doing it because that's how they roll. They need you to have strong emotion toward them, whether it's positive or negative. And sometimes they want the negative emotions, if that makes any sense. Make sure you put your needs first. This is gonna feel unnatural to you at first because the narcissist doesn't expect you to do that. They don't want you to do that. So you need to make sure that your needs come before theirs because the fact of the matter is that, if you take care of what you want first, there's far less of a chance that the narcissist will take advantage of you, okay? There's far less of a chance that they will be able to hurt you if you're taken care of first. All right. And finally, just make sure that you protect yourself and don't expect miracles. Narcissists are not people that you want to live with if you can avoid it, but if you're stuck living with them, just know who they are and know how to deal with them. And that's part of what I'm doing here today is explaining that to you. So keep in mind and know that at any time a narcissist does something nice or polite or perfect or sweet or whatever, there's probably an ulterior motive for that. And when you know that and you function in that way, you can absolutely change the course of the relationship, even if it means ending the relationship. And you can certainly disarm a narcissist in the process. What do you think? Well, how about a question of the day? How do you disarm a narcissist? What do you do if you are in a situation, or what did you do when you were in a situation with a narcissist in the past? How did you move past their issues? How did you stop them from raging and having narcissistic injury and going after you? I also find one of the things that works the best for me is to just get real factual, no emotion. When they start, blah, blah, fight, 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 you know what? I'm not playing that game with you. This is something one of my clients said this to me the other day, and it's really a healthy way to look at it. If you have a narcissist in your life that you can't throw out for whatever reason, don't allow them the drama. If they try to put the drama on you, what do? Well, you just say no. No drama. And they then have a choice to continue the drama and watch you walk away, or they have to change their behavior. And for some narcissists, that will cause them to change their behavior because they just really want the attention. These are often the less toxic narcissists. When you're getting into the toxic gut, people with the, the psychopathic issues and the sociopathic issues, this is a whole other ball of wax. When they physically abuse you, it's a whole other ball of wax. But when you're just dealing with someone who is, trying to mentally abuse you, trying to psychologically abuse you, you can change that if you choose to. But know that if you choose to stay with a narcissist, you will be doing that management your entire life. It will never be easy. It will always be difficult. So make your choices wisely. All right, I'm going to wrap up for now. I'll be back later today with another video. Have a wonderful day. As always, thanks for letting me be a part of your day and a part of your life. And hey, thanks for being a part of mine. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.
It's my mission to teach others what I know to be true. You really can create the life you want. Take care of your body. Take care of your soul. Nurture the real you and introduce him or her to the world. Be comfortable in your own skin and in your place in this world. Take your spot. Take it now. And the universe will take its cue from you. You feel me? If so, subscribe to my channel. Let's get it done together.